Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I was asking you yesterday to really, really take a look at yourself. Look at your own sin. Don't worry about your neighbor's sin. Look at your own sin. However small or however great, God will forgive. But bring it to Him. Bring it to Him with confidence. He's provided this for you so that you might have a place to be free from your sin. Otherwise, we would carry it all our lives. You don't want to do that, and I don't want to do that. So I want to encourage you, go to confession. Lay out whatever it is that's disturbing you, wherever you have failed, and know that everyone else is doing the same thing. Brothers and sisters, God knows our weakness. He's not offended by it. The thing that offends Him is when we turn our back to Him and say, no more. I'm going to follow my own God. That's what offends God. It makes it look as though His cross was in vain. You want to be one of those who, when you stumble, you confess it, you repent, you get up, and you start over. Even if you do it 5 times in 1 week, just get up. Ask God's forgiveness. Go to confession whenever you can and ask God's forgiveness, and it will be given to you. He loves you more than you understand. You know, God's love is infinite, and God's love is eternal. That's where we want to be with Him for all eternity. Let's take a look at the readings for today. Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 to 9. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue that I might know how to speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning He opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard, my face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my feet like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. He is near who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right? Let him confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? There's a certain confidence in Christ that comes. It's not boasting. It's a certain confidence that either I have not sinned, as you say, or God will forgive my sin. Will you forgive me my sin? Brothers and sisters, God plays a major role, the major role, in confessing our sin and finding freedom and healing and restoration. And we certainly want to be in the best possible condition we can be as we come close to Easter. We want to get the slate clean. That's what we're after. Psalm 69 tells us, Lord, in your great love, answer me. For your sake I bear insult, and shame covers my face. I have become an outcast to my brother, a stranger to my mother's sons, because zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who blaspheme you fall on me. Insult has broken my heart, and I am weak. I looked for sympathy, but there was none, for consolers, not one could I find. Rather, they put gall in my food. And in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. This is Jesus' cry before His Father. I will praise the name of God in song. I will glorify Him in thanksgiving. You who seek God, may your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor, and His own who are in bonds He spurns not. There's no road like this road. It's open. It's possible. You can reach out to the Lord wherever you are, in whatever state you're in. You can reach out to Him, and He will grant you forgiveness if you sincerely ask for forgiveness. It doesn't mean that you might not fall again. We're very fallible. We're very weak. But every time we take that particular sin or any sin to confession, God wipes the slate clean. Please don't hold on to it. Please don't hide it. Don't just be embarrassed by it. Bring it to Jesus, that you might know the freedom that he has for you. We take a look at the Gospel of Matthew today, chapter 26, verses 14 to 25. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house, I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples did then as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." "Oh, Lord, really, you can't put that sin on me." And he answered, "You have said so." You've condemned yourself, in a sense. Even there, if he had asked forgiveness, it would have been forgiven. The slate would have been cleansed, but he didn't. Think about that. Please, in your own circumstances, in your own lives, though we are not Jesus, but in your own lives, seek reconciliation as quickly as you can. Don't hold on to it. Don't harbor it. Don't let your heart be hardened. Go and either seek forgiveness or go and give forgiveness, whatever the case may be. But please, brothers and sisters, let your hearts be made clean for this Easter. This is not just a function. This is Jesus coming to us, setting us free from our sin, and giving us new life in him. I want each of you to have that gift. I want you to be able to confess whatever sins you're still carrying, ask God's pardon. If you've fallen, to get up again and ask forgiveness again, and God will pardon. God always pardons if you come to him in the sacrament of reconciliation. Come. Don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. The lines during Holy Week are often very crowded anyway. It's not necessarily the best time to go. The best time to go is before Holy Week. But you certainly can go any time. You certainly can go. And you can receive. I want you all to be free this Easter. I want you to know the love that God has for you. I want you to receive it through forgiveness of your sins. I want you to be able to receive the Eucharist itself for your sake. Brothers and sisters, God has made impossible gifts our gifts, that we can be forgiven any time we turn to him, any time we frequent the sacrament of reconciliation with him and ask for forgiveness. It will be given. What better gift could you receive? Brothers and sisters, ponder this. Don't just say, oh, yeah, yeah, sometime I'll think about that, or that was a good idea, or this is a good idea. No, no. Jesus said, he who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born. And Judas, you see, again, this is such a pivotal point that I come back to it. It's such a pivotal point. Jesus would have forgiven him if he had come at that moment and asked for it. But we're so proud. We so stand on our, quote, reputation, when what we need to do is humble ourselves, to go into the confessional, just simply to bow down before the Lord and say, Lord, I am sorry. Will you please forgive me? And the priest will give you absolution. Oh, brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters, these are times when I think so much about our world, and I think about so few people taking advantage of the sacrament of reconciliation out of all those who could, that we think it's just a Roman ritual. It's just something we go through. When what it actually is the vehicle through which Jesus, whom we cannot see, offers his forgiveness to you and to me. Think about that. And he will offer it again and again and again. Please, brothers and sisters, please, I beg you, come to him. Come to him now. Bring your sins, no matter how dark they are. He will make them white as wool. Do not be afraid. You're walking into the very source of all mercy and all goodness. And he loves you. Let us draw near to him and receive from him all that he has for us. St. Augustine, let me just close with this. St. Augustine says, we have no reason to believe that God is not almighty just because the wicked do things that are against his will. Because even when they do what he does not wish, he will himself do with them what he does wish. In no way, therefore, do they either change or defeat the will of the Almighty. So he makes use of bad people in accordance not with their warped will, but with his straight and true will. Who could find the words to explain or the praises to do justice to the immeasurable good conferred on us by the passion of the Savior, in which his blood was shed for the forgiveness of sins? And yet this stupendous good was achieved through the malice of the devil and the traitor Judas. Nor does justice require that they should be rewarded for the good that God has conferred through them on the human race. Rather, it is just that punishment should be meted out to them, since their will was to do harm. But brothers and sisters, let us not do harm anymore to the Lord. Let us receive the forgiveness that he has for us. May God abundantly bless these days before Easter. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.